We're joined by King Dragon. We've got George, Tassos, and Costas.
Yeah, that's
all right. I can't remember my own name this morning, so it's so it's good. Good to see you over here for Hard Rock Hell. When did you arrive?
Well, we arrived here yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a great journey, but a long one.
Long one.
It's nice to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we love the things HRH are organizing. Organization is outstanding, and we feel very much obliged that we could play here in this venue.
So, is this your first time over in the UK as a band?
Yeah.
So, debut performance. What can the audience expect from you?
Well, we expect to have a good time.
Yeah.
So they'll see that. So
excellent.
We want to play and have everybody dance and bang their heads as well.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's going to be loud.
Are you sticking with a set made up from the album?
Yeah. It's the Hype and Sun tour, so we'll bring pretty much all the songs are from the album.
Excellent.
And I think one song, Fire in the Sky, is from our EP.
Okay, that's good, because it was a great album. I enjoyed that when it came out.
Thank you.
And the review's still online for those that want to see it. Go and buy it, it's a good one. And are there any bands that you guys are looking forward to seeing if you get a chance once you've...
Well, the programme is a bit too strict for us, because
right.
we have to go to and leave at 10 o'clock and go to somewhere else to stay.
Right.
And we're going to have
accommodation tonight?
Here,
Yeah.
So it's a bit, with interviews and stuff. But of course we want to see all the guys, night by night, and Hit and everybody else, Unfortunately, we're obliged to go back to fly back to Greece tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow, wow.
So we won't be able to.
In and out quick.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
It's a shame.
It's a shame because we want to see everybody tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a great lineup every year, but this year, the third one is really something special. And seeing guys like you coming over as well, I think it's a great opportunity to get yourself in front of fans of melodic AOR, for want of a better phrase, rock. And quite a lot. I mean, I noticed last night in the AOR pre-party, there was an awful lot of Hammerfest
fans coming in
to watch the likes of Serpentine and Angels or King. So you might well get some other fans that wouldn't normally expect when there's such a clear split. That'd be good. Who are your influences, guys? Who would you say that this is the reason that you wanted to do what you do?
Well, influences. It spans a lot of years, man.
Yeah. You know? Well, that's nothing wrong with that.
No. I mean. Okay, melodic rock and classic stuff like Whitesnake, and Dokken, and all those great guys. Of course, Winger.
Yeah,
of course, love them.
Not only hard rock,
because we grew up with metal as well.
Yeah,
and we love stuff. I mean, it's a mixture of everything. Mm.
That's what struck me from the album. It wasn't just sort of very typical AOR, and it wasn't just typical metal. It was a nice sort of mix of things. Then I could hear bits of Whitesnake, I thought. I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just to get a bit of a hint of where you guys come from. And I think you've got an album and a sound that should appeal right across the board, certainly to the fans here today. So hopefully it'll turn into success for you.
We hope as well, We like to play music and we want to stick to that because that's what we love doing. And we want to project ourselves through it. So I think you can see that. I mean, we feel okay playing the songs and playing with bands and festivals. And really, the feedback we get is amazing from the people. Because, of course, we love what we're doing and we love music. So.
Yeah. it's interesting because I've been around music for a while. But I've never really sort of experienced much Greek rock. And suddenly there seems to be quite a few bands appearing and coming through.
There's always been some Greek bands that were really good. I mean, most of the Greek bands are really good.
Yeah.
They're not given the chance, I think, to go abroad. And
why do you think that is?
I don't know. It's a lot of reasons for that. One of it is that it's not easy to do something like that because you need money.
Yeah.
So it's not really have to pay for everything.
Yeah.
Well, because we are in the Mediterranean and
yeah.
the sound is different from the hard rock. We have, you know,
yeah.
Asian styles
yeah.
on the other side.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
So you arrived yesterday.
Yeah.
Back tomorrow.
Yeah.
No rest for the wicked, eh?
No. Exactly.
But what's next for King Dragon? What you know, after you get this out of the way, back home to Greece. But then what
and
can we expect?
We're playing in Oklahoma.
Right.
And,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Festival there. We're looking forward to go to the US. Yeah. That's going to be very different for us.
Yeah.
And then we're playing in Greece. That's the final stop in Greece,
yeah.
in Area 22. Mm-hmm. That's the end of the Pepe Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Then we're preparing to go back to the studio and write some new songs. We have some songs, but we have to start recording pre-production stuff.
Yep.
And then we'll see what comes next year.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, guys. Thanks for talking to Rock Zone, and have a great show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.